The following talk was recorded at Libra Planet 2023, Charting the Course, an annual conference on current issues in ethics, social justice, and technology from the Free Software Foundation. Libra Planet is a live conference, and speakers often use slides and other visual tools to assist their presentation. You can see the videos of these talks at media.libraplanet.org or on the FSF PeerTube channel. Libra Planet speakers do not represent the mission of the Free Software Foundation. We host speakers talking about their uses of free software in different kinds of political and commercial work. The FSF supports their freedom, but does not take a position on any political issues other than those necessary to uphold the principles of free software. Like all the FSF's work on behalf of the freedom of all computer users, Libra Planet is made possible by thousands of individuals. To keep our work going, please consider becoming an associate member via my.fsf.org/join. or by making a donation at my.fsf.org/donate. You can stay informed by subscribing to our newsletter, The Free Software Supporter, at fsf.org/fss. For more information on Libra Planet, please visit libraplanet.org/conference.
Who is here to come to the conference for Libra Planet. My name is Julian Deitch. I will talk about a license that we developed to release physical object, hardware, software, or whatever, under free terms. Before that, a disclaimer of interest. I'm the one who developed the license. The license is associated with a non-profit organization that this non-profit organization developed biomedical technology. So there's personal interest in the license for me, from my side. I'm the founder of this organization and I'm a board member. Okay, let's start. So I organized the presentation this way. First of all, I presented what the problem is, and I will characterize a little bit the problem, and I will show what's the solution or the proposal we find to solve this problem with the releasing hardware or free objects under the free conditions. This one, okay. We have, when the free work, we have two constraints. One is like sometimes we make investments and this we release this in free conditions and everybody else can take this or work. They can have maybe better opportunities than us. For example, in my field, like it's biomedical technology, like they can take the idea. They have much more resources than me to develop the idea, and this is good. And they can have an infrastructure to market or somehow distribute this idea. That's is better. Like they have more probability that to have this idea for them. Frankly, and after that, my work we identify with other competitors or other people. This is one constraint. The other thing, like you have, when we release something under the free license, you have no control with what happened. And after that, maybe you don't, like this work can be used against your own interest. For example, what's happened I think a few months ago with a developer that they have a tool in GitHub. He saw most of the benefits for his work of his program were to big companies, and these companies sell proprietary software, and there was against his interest. He wanted to pull his work from GitHub. He was not allowed to do so. When we release something for free on the free terms, we have to live with these two constraints. So sometimes these two constraints are a problem. How to solve this problem, right? So we think about different ways of accessing power in the society. when usually the works, the programs, or any physical object we develop enclose some knowledge. So this knowledge, this knowledge can power us. So when, for example, like if you tell somebody how to make pizza, the probability to find pizza in the house of this person will be higher if you don't tell this person to make pizza. So somehow knowledge is a way to exercise power. Another thing you can we see a lot of another way to exercise power in society is like resource allocation. We have a resource. I can give this resource to one person and deny the resource to another person. And a third form is using rhetoric. It's rhetoric, I mean, you have an idea and you transmit this idea faster than the probability that this person has to, you transmit this idea has faster than the this person can process his own idea. So I have some effect, some power in this person, like in the way he thinks. I don't think it's what's good. Like, just if something is not clear, just stop me and ask me. That's open for question anytime here. Okay, what's the difference in exercising, in the power, in empowerment enclosed in knowledge, in empowerment enclosed in resource allocation? For example, if you know, if I make an example of how to make pizza, if I tell you somebody how to make pizza, I know this, like I don't lose any knowledge. Like I tell you how to make pizza, like I remember I have the same knowledge about making pizza. I give somebody half an apple. So some way, like we can transmit knowledge without listening. With resources we have, we don't have this freedom. Also, when we want to convince people of an idea, like. It's different from knowledge. We want one idea prevails to another idea. So, I would skip this and we'll see forward to the main idea of the presentation. Sorry. Okay, what is free license of the trademark? It's a trademark, like I can be freely distribute and replicate the photo of the world, but not being removed, not reform it. Everybody here know what a trademark is? A trademark is a brand. It's the way we can associate a work or like a product or service with an image. So this associates with an image, we register like a trademark, and this is a mark to identify this work or this product with this image. It's a trademark. And it's different than copyrights. Copyright usually is represent the aesthetics and the way we represent the information of the work. It's in the case we have is the case of the. Um, Okay, we saw the problem, like the first, we saw the problem, like, okay, we release something for free, and somebody can take this idea with much resources than us, and much like better possibility to to market or to somehow to identify this idea with themselves, with them, and not with us. So especially like in biomedical technology, is a problem because the investment to validate a technology, to validate a product, to validate idea, they are high. They're higher than other fields. And one of the first solution like was proposed to solve this problem is, okay, let's make a patent, let's convert a knowledge in an asset. So a patent is an asset like say, okay, your idea now become an asset. And you can sell this asset to other people, and then you have a monopoly right, and you can stop people to do this your idea. So somebody with better possibility than you, like you can stop him, right? But this is a problem. It brings another problem because you are against the freedom to the people that you want to use this knowledge. You are stopping other people to use this knowledge. So, and also there's another problem. It's like, okay, you have an idea, and somebody else have a patent. So you don't have to. Would you say, okay, maybe maybe something is new, but for my idea, I need like I have to ask permission from another person who have a patent. So I don't want to invest my time in this. So somehow converting knowledge in this kind of asset is a problem for society. We have the copyrights. Copyright says, okay, it's the way we write or the aesthetics related with this idea or this product or in software. Also, like the way we write a program is a copyright. Exactly, in software is a problem because also like a copyright. If you don't provide the how to write this. You can have a copyright for a program that you don't provide how you write the program. So you're having a copyright about a trace in a trace. Yes?
In the booklet, I mentioned that conditional permissions could allow for a revenue channel.
I have to explain that what the model is. Yes, I can explain that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I will explain in two slides. So please, like, is you if you something you want to solve me, ask me. Sure. And we have a trademark. Is your trademark? If you like, we have a product, a program, or an idea. We can associate this program or product and idea with an image. So we can use it to. Something like to associate with a quality or a rhetoric, like they say, this is good, this is us. For example, there are versions like many versions for new Linux. They're selling by companies. They have the trademarks. They try to associate this. They want to associate new Linux with them also all the time. So this is the way the trademarks work. Okay. So okay, this is another problem with this convertibility with assets. We said okay, acknowledge were free. Now it's not the same like it was I tell you somebody my idea and I have to form my idea. Now it's a idea converted into a patent. If I tell everybody or I give to everybody how to make this, like I have less. So these assets, these patents, copyrights, and trademarks, they are a little bit problematic. Like we lose a lot of property. that knowledge have. To the question, what's the license model here? We have a trademark. The trademark is part of the work. The trademark, you can distribute the trademark for free, like in free conditions. Everybody can replicate the trademark and distribute the conditions associated with the work. Now, this free trademark cannot be removed from the work, and you cannot. This is a free license trademark. Okay. And this is how is this free license trademark issues. This trademark has to work. Any contribution of a functional feature to the work can add his own trademark, free trademark, okay? His own free trademark. This trademark has been removed. And now, proprietary trademarks are not allowed to be included in the work. They need permission, but who gives the permission? All the ones who contribute and add a free license trademark. So this license trademark, is if you are a contributor, like add some empowerment to you, to the work. And this authorization, you can charge a fee for this authorization. You know, it's clear. Like, it's answer a little bit your question.
Yeah, yes.
Yes.
And I'm not sure if you're going to explore this, but there's kind of an interesting idea in trademarks. Obviously, the GNU head, that little trademark.
Yeah.
We don't want people to be able to just change that. It's associated with the Microsoft Foundation.
Yes. Now.
On the other hand, if we're going to keep advancing information and that sort of thing, how can we sort of do that? That's the question.
You know, can. Again, there are three or four questions there. The first one. First question.
My first question was about the comment in the program about the revenue model. Or
Yeah. You can.
So,
here you go.
Julian, first of all, thank you for your presentation. My first question was, in the program it mentions, conditional permissions allow revenue channels for developers.
Yes.
And so my question was just to ask you to sort of expand on that, and you said you were going to, like how revenue can be generated from these conditional permissions.
Okay. You provide an example, like say, okay, we have the new logo added to the program to new, like, but new logo nobody else can use it, and like if you let everybody use the new logo, I will lose it. Like everybody can modify again. Okay, these free license smart trademarks have some conditions. One of the conditions I explained before, like they cannot remove from the work. Everybody can replicate it. So you cannot use for this trademark, the trademark of your business or the trademark the identify organization. You have to need a special trademark for this, for the work. You can use, for example, the new trademark, but the new trademark will be also always associated with new. You can use that. And you can use that. So the license don't allow you to modify this trademark. you have to keep the train and hold its seat. The revenue model comes in one, somebody wants to add another trademark, it can be a company, it can be like company like Red Hat, it can be whatever, want to use like the work with an exclusive trademark. So they have to have permission for the new owners and the other people that added their old trademarks. And you can charge for this permission. That is revenue channel. But now, I have a question, I think, for what it's called like a trademark abandonment. Like, if you let to everybody choose your trademark, you lose your trademark. It's what trademark law says. And but how here this, how this thing is like, is how we solve this issue in this license? Okay, this is a licensing condition of the trademark, so it says everybody can use it for like this thing for free and replicate it in copies of the work. And like how to avoid the abandonment of the trademark with this license. The trademark is associated with the licensing conditions of the work. So adding this trademark, you're saying, okay, you identify this work with this licensing conditions. So like you don't give this trademark to use it with another licensing conditions or another work. So, and with this work under this license condition, and that's all. So you're not abandoning the trademark. But for sure, you can, like, it's not a good idea to have the trademark of your business or something like you cannot everybody to use it. One of the things like a request to trademark licensing, the licensee cannot use a trademark against the goodwill of the licensor. And this can be a little bit arbitrary. I can let because goodwill of the licensor, you know what's the goodwill of the licensor. So it can be anything. So the license defines what is the intentions of the license. The license is what is empowerment, what is the freedom. So you have some empowerment with your work to affect another person, and we have the freedoms, your ability to is basically your ability to do things with the work. This freedom side defined in the license at the GPL, and the intention of the license is to equalize empowerment and freedom, and the goodwill is replaced by the intention of the license. And this keeping this intention is a kind of quality, a quality assurance for the trademark. It's been like it's a way to show like a trademark is the trademark is used to protect something. Otherwise, you use the trademark in this kind of slicing. So this is this summarize this model. In the GPL, another free license, you can add a trademark. But if you can add a trademark, this trademark cannot be used for somebody else. So somebody have to remove this trademark. Here, the people can add the trademark is only contributor, who here is everybody. The trademark in the new license cannot be removed. Here, yes, can be removed. The trademark can be freely distributed. Okay, the trademarks that they are licensing in this model, yes, can be freely distributed. This here, not. And here we have the possibility of monetizing. Here it's very tricky. It's very hard. Another way to monetize this is to if you are the owner of one of the licensed trademark, you can add a quality stamp. You can add a quality stamp to the work, and you can charge for this quality stamp. So these two ways. One way is to selling rights to other people to use the to proprietary trademarks, and the second way is to add a quality stamp. Maybe there are another ways to monetize this, but this. 1 minute. I don't know. There are another things I want to talk with. No, have no time. Obviously. Just I want to say this license is incompatible with most.
We actually have more time.
Okay. Great. Right. Okay. 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 This license obviously is incompatible with GPL and another free license. Why? Because the conditions, we cannot remove the trademark we add. So one of the things we have to do is how to make this license compatible. Another thing, there's a slide I didn't show, but for added the license includes a form. In this form you add your trademark, and this is a separate form that every contributor can add his own trademark in the work, and it can be a little bit cumbersome. Have a form from the contributor, come from additional work, so. We did that because it was the simple way to make this possible. But I know it can be simplified. And another thing we can this is how to deal with content generated, but not by human but by machine. What happened today in all the simulating of intelligence and so on. That's more it's more relative to things, including presentation I didn't talk about. In the GPL we have the source of the work. Well, so what is the source of the work of a physical object? So if somebody modify the source work, is a machine modify the source work, is what's happened with the license conditions of that? It's a problem we have to deal with that. I can talk a little bit about another. Another things another modification we need to make to the license to make the use for the license for physical objects and patents. One of the things have the GPL. The GPL, everybody who controls a patent and is a contributor, this patent is sent automatically to all the users for free. like this nice, like the license we are talking about, the license is called, the license we are proposing is called the LINTS. Okay. No, no. What? Okay, one slide is missing here. Okay. I'll tell you what's the problem with licensing the patent in this way. Just by contributing, when having a patent, the patent is automatically licensed to all the users. What the problem is from here? Let's say I'm the holder of our patent. I'm a contributor. So theoretically, my patent is licensed to everybody, to every user. But I'm not a good person, and I decided to sue another user and use my patent. What's happened? I'm not right. If I go to a trial, I will lose. But to this other person, it can cost a lot of money to defend himself in the court. And this person will pay me. So it's in GPL and other free license, it's a possibility of patent trolling. That is not solved. In software, maybe people don't do that, but in physical object, people will do that. And this possibility of patent trolling have to be avoided. So when another modification, like this license, the license I'm talking about was made by modified the GPL, but more, like we adding the trademark conditions, the new trademark conditions, and also when another big modification is like when you have a patent and you're a contributor, you have to declare the patent you have or the patent claims you have. Otherwise, you can start throwing people. So you have to make an association with the, okay, you license a free trademark, and you say you have these patents, and it's a way, okay, you're giving to everybody use your patents in free conditions for the work, and you can it's a way to also to say, okay, so everybody who want to brand my patent had to ask permission to me. In a way, okay, has to have permission for me, but I don't affect the freedom from the other users, because I let, for no branded user, everyone can do whatever he wants, like can modify, can replicate, can do everything. Another thing, like I want to talk about this, about is how so when we have a program, all the background information is the source code. In a physical object, we don't have a well-defined source code. So how we can do with that? Let's say all the background information is a continuous. It's not just like a one way of document things. But it's a continuous. We can we can provide a source, but this source maybe always will be incomplete. And if people make modification to the source that is incomplete, this modification don't have to be in the under the license conditions. They can release this modification in the other conditions. So so to oppose this problem, the licensing of patents is important. It's important for physical objects when we want to licensing with free conditions. Sometimes copyright is not enough. Usually we have to license patents in the free license with the work in the through the free license okay. One minute. Okay. It's just more questions. Like I will answer. Yes.
Hi. In the U.S., there's a registry of copyrights. I mean trademarks. Excuse me. Are there examples of these such licensed trademarks that we could look up, or is there anything information that's in the registries that would be about the license?
Oh, okay, the license request that your license has to be registered in the U.S.
or in other countries. I'm curious as well. Any examples or how it might be listed in the registries?
At the moment, license is assigned from the U.S. and it's just like for the U.S. laws. So the license, the trademark have to be registered in the U.S. and they have to be in the register. Like you cannot say tomorrow, okay, I use this name in the work, so this name in the work now is a trademark. So this trademark applied to this. No, you have to register a trademark and associate this register a trademark to the work. Have to register. But I know it's answer your question. If your question was another, like let me know.
Yes, thanks. Are there any examples of specific ones that are using it?
A specific line? No, it's no license. It's a new concept. No, okay. No. Right. As far I know, there's no license. Like they use that.
Thank you so much for the presentation.
And thank you.
We look forward to seeing more of those free trademarks.
Okay.